So let's begin with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for all the great things you've done in our lives, Lord. Even though sometimes we feel nothing good is coming our way, Lord, but we know that, Lord, all the blessings you have for us, Lord, is waiting for us, and you bless us abundantly so that we can continue to live for you, continue to witness for you, and continue to be a blessing and to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know if you have heard this report last 2 weeks ago, but there was a report by Oxfam that says that over the last 2 years, 1% of the world's richest people have captured 2/3 of the wealth of the world. Do you know that? All the Bill Gates, all the SpaceX founders, they have captured all the 2/3 of the wealth of the world. It seems that until 2020, 42 million was created, new wealth was created. And out of this, 63% or 26 trillion was captured by all these rich people, with 16 trillion left to be shared by the 99% people who are left. Okay? And it seems that for every dollar you make, they will make $1.7 million. So that's how much rich people have made. And today we're going to talk about what do rich people have to do with today's sermon. Okay. Today we're talking about Babylon. Babylon is the figurehead of the economic powerhouse of the world. I love chapters 17 to 20. Because the five bad guys of Revelation will feature in Revelation. Last time I was here, chapter 17, the whore or the prostitute was defeated. Today, the whore or the prostitute in Revelation talks about the spiritual figurehead, the religious corruption. First, they'll be defeated. Today, we're going to talk about economic powerhouse. The next week, the next time I'll be here, we'll talk about beast, which is representative of the political powerhouse. And then up to chapter 20, it will be talking about Satan himself will be captured. So today we're into chapter 18. And beginning from last chapter, chapter 17, verse 1, the noun judgment appears for the first time in Revelation. That coincides with the judgment of the whore or the prostitute in last chapter. Today is the judgment upon Babylon, which is the economic financial centers of the world. Okay, and then there'll be a political next time, the beast, and then finally Satan himself. So we talk about chapter 17 that talks about this Babylon. Now, who is Babylon? A lot of people have speculated who is Babylon, but it could be a person, it could be a party, or it could be a group of people who are going to be very rich. And some people conjecture that it could be the Middle East, the Iraqs of the world with all the oil. Okay, it could be a revived city, it could be a royal ruler, or it could be a regional powerhouse. But no matter who Babylon is, he is supposed to be a cruel, and he will consolidate all his power in his hand, and he will be a carnal, which is a very unreligious entity, and they will seduce and indulge God's people in order to give in to money, idolatry, and even unfaithfulness to God. So today we'll talk about this Babylon and its capture. Okay, what will take place at the end times that even we present people have to be beware of in terms of money, in terms of how riches can corrupt us. What are the signs? And you being in one of the greatest financial cities of the world, do you feel helpless? Or do you feel hopeful of the future? What are we to do in order to avoid the free fall from the seduction of money and riches in its full force? That's what we're going to talk about this chapter. Okay. First thing we need to know about this economic powerhouse and the seduction of us in terms of riches is that point number one is that we have to flee the fury that is coming. Okay, all these people, the economic powerhouse, are the imposter, and there are a lot of imposters. Don't follow them. Don't go after money. because the judgment of God, the fury of God is upon those who continue to give in to money and turn away from God. Let's read from verses 1, it could be a bit smaller, to 7, but we'll try. 1, 2, 3. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by splendor. With a mighty voice, he shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling for demons and a haunt for every impure spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable animal. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries." Then I heard another voice from heaven say, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Pay her a double portion from her own cup. Give her as much torment and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, 'I will sit enthroned as heaven, as queen. I am not a widow. I will never mourn.'" You look at verse 4, there's one word that is that applies to us in Hong Kong now. The last word, what's the word? Plagues. What are plagues? Your COVID, okay? Those are considered plagues. It'd be pestilence, it could be pandemics, or it could be just your household pets, okay? It could, all these are considered plagues. And this will what the Babylon will receive in the future. Now we talk about how many of you have not been infected? Who are our superpowers here? Everybody's infected? Oh, good. Oh, Hannah. Huh? Okay, I'm going to talk about my mom had a 87-year-old mom was infected in November. And before that, she was having trouble walking. She only could walk with a domestic helper. But after she was infected, she had dementia. And she lost her legs and she was paralyzed. So it's very, very hard for us. And I'm sure a lot of people had gone through that, especially with older parents, 65 and above, okay? And so, in fact, the figures are like 5 million people died because of COVID. And that's the unofficial figure, okay? The official figure, they say, is close to 17 million. So, I visited my mom in January and in March. She lives in Singapore, okay? And it's really hard to see her in her condition. And I asked her, am I the oldest son? What, Dai Jie Sai Jai? Am I the oldest son or the youngest son? And she said wrongly, she said the oldest son. The first time we visit her, she can talk to us. She can understand, but she couldn't remember. In the morning, and after lunch, and after dinner. But the second time, you can only talk to her in the morning. And lunch and dinner, after eating, she would sleep. And that's not a good sign, because she's losing her vitality, because 24 hours since November, she's been sleeping on a bed. So that's what sad as it is for me, but that is what God will punish Babylon with, okay? And some of you may have seen the movie Contagion. Have you seen the movie Contagion by, who's that, Sandra Bullock or something like that? Gwyneth Paltrow, a long time ago. It's about pandemics. There's a quote from that movie that's very well known. It says that, don't touch anything, okay? Don't stay away from other people. That's what pandemics is, okay? And today, in chapter 18, God will punish Babylon with plagues. And you see the plagues, verse 4 and verse 8 are always in the plural. Okay, and what are these plagues in the, let's see the see verse 1 again. Yeah, the plagues will makes her unclean, verse 2. Okay, and unclean and detestable animal, impure, unclean and detestable. That's what plagues are. Okay, as we experience in Hong Kong, we don't have the smell yet, right? We don't have, we touch, maybe we are afraid of touching people, but it'd be worse for Babylon in the future. God will pull all the plagues on her. Okay, so, and can switch to the next PPT. You can see my mom, I try to delete her face, and this is what how she is right now at home 24 hours of the day. And that's got, and begin in chapter 8, Babylon will punish with the two cries of fallen is Babylon the Great. Okay, why? Because God punished her, because there's no godliness in her, there's no grace in her, and in the end there'll be only grief for Babylon and for those who turn to Satan instead of following God. And the most important thing is in verse 4, the imperative, the command is to come out of her. Do you see that? Come out of her, my people. That is, in Greek sense, it's an imperative, it's a command. So come out of her, so that why? We will not share in her sins. On Wednesday, you come every Wednesday for what? Night. You come for fellowship, right? This share is the same word from fellowship. Okay, koinonia. Huh? So that you do not share in the verb form, so that you do not have fellowship in her sins, so that you do not get investigated, so that you're not involved, and you are not, so you will not be punished for Babylon. So when we join with Babylon, God will give us the same punishment. And what are these punishments in verse 6 and 7, the next PowerPoint? Yes, the next PowerPoint. The four imperatives in verse 6 and 7, they're like five commands in verses 1 through 7. The first one is give back, and the last one is give. First and last share the same word, which is didomi, which is give. Okay, and the second and the third point is double, and the third one is double her double. In Greek, that's what it means. So what does it mean? That God will give her back plenty of punishment, Babylon, for what she had done. And God's going to give back to her what she has done to God's people. So for us, we have to know that riches are imposters in the world. They take over your lives. Okay, you think about it day and night. But remember, it will satisfy you for so long only in this world. But in the end, God is going to punish us and those who follow after the mammons of the world with plagues. Okay, that will make us even worse. In Hong Kong, people are so scared of the plague, they stand 10 feet away at least. Okay, but can you imagine 100 times worse the plagues that you will receive when God punished Babylon and those who follow after Babylon? Okay, the second point, for those who are invested in the riches of the world, who follow the Babylon of the world, is to fear the fire. Second point, fear the fire. Okay, nudge to invested, fear the fire. This is going to be very long. We'll just read up to verse 13. How about that? We'll read the others later. 1, 2, 3. Therefore, in one day, her plagues will overtake her, death and mourning and famine. She will be consumed by fire. For mighty is the Lord God who judges her. When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and share her luxury see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her, terrified at her torment. They will stand far off and cry, "Woe, woe to you, great city, you mighty city of Babylon. In one hour your doom has come." The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk and scarlet cloth, every sort of citron wood and articles of every kind, made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron and marble, cargoes of cinnamon and spice, of incense, myrrh and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, of fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, and bodies of men, souls of men. Okay, this is a very long one, but we'll stop here temporarily. Okay, so you see that the word fire, do you see it? Verse 9, when the kings of the earth were committed adultery with her and share her luxury, see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her. Babylon will be punished by fire. Do you know one of the greatest fires in history is called, in Japan, it's called the Great Kanto Earthquake, from as far away as 1923. I don't think many of us were there before, okay? But the casualties of the fire were 140,000, okay, 140,000, including about another 40,000 missing, which is like altogether 180,000. But why so many were dead? It's because the earthquake happened during lunchtime. And what happened in old Japan when during lunchtime, how do people get ready for their lunch? They use fire, right? So when the earthquake happened, the fire became even greater because people were using fire. So as a result, the biggest fires happened in the world was the Great Kanto Earthquake fire. So fire is consuming, okay? Fire can cancel everything you have. So let's go to the next one. So when God punishes, do you want to read this? It's going long. Okay, let's do it. All your riches and splendor have vanished, never to be recovered. The merchants sold these things and gained their wealth. From her will stand far off, terrified at her torment. They will weep and mourn and cry out, "Woe, woe, O great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. In 1 hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin. Every sea captain and all who travel by ship, the sailors, and all who learn their living from the sea will stand far off. When they see the smoke of her burning, they will exclaim, 'Was there ever a city like this great city?' They will throw dust on their heads and with weeping and mourning cry out, 'Woe, woe, O great city, where all who have sheep on the sea become rich through her wealth. In 1 hour she has been brought to ruin.' Rejoice over her, O heaven. Rejoice, saints and prophets." Let's go to the next PowerPoint. Now, this is chapter 18. It's one of the marvels of literary achievement, the way it's written. I've been trying to bulldoze, bang my head through the walls, okay? But these are all the words that are appear at least three times in the text. You don't see it, but if you have painstakingly search every word, you'll find that the most repeated word is the word "woe." Okay? It happens six times. "Woe, woe, that great city," verse 10. And verse 16, "Woe, woe, O great city." Verse 19, "Woe, woe, O great city." Now why the author repeat so many times? Okay, when you say three times, very important in Hong Kong, right? But here it's six times. Why? Because their punishment will be intense, their punishment will be immeasurable, and their punishment will be insufferable. That's why all these repetitions. The first repeated word is called "woe," which happens six times. Woe means disaster. Okay? Woe means destruction. Woe means devastation. To the power of six. When we write WhatsApp, times two, right? Hallelujah, times two, times three. This times six, the power of the devastation. Okay? And four times, the word "that great city." Because Babylon is so great that the peoples of the earth will bow before him, worship Babylon, follow Babylon. Until the end, you know all these riches you can chase, but you cannot capture. Okay? And God will punish you because you give up your belief in God, but run after mammon and Satan. So, that four times that great city is repeated. judgment is come upon you. The time has arrived. And then, not only that, you were brought to ruin, nothing. Everything you have will be given to fire. Everything will be burned away. And then verse 18, who is like her, this great city? Actually, the great city, nobody can beat her. She has the most riches of the world. And so rich that most of you will give in to Mammon and Babylon and Satan at that point. Okay. And finally, she has been brought to ruin. It's the same verse as 7. So they repeat it. She will be ruined. She will have nothing. Everything she has will be gone. Do you want to follow her? Now, another one that repeats 3 times is because, or 4. For in 1 hour, that judgment is come. Now, 1 hour doesn't mean that it's really 1 hour. It says that very fast. Suddenly, here and gone. Okay, here today, gone tomorrow. And so great riches is come to naught. In 1 hour, she is made desolate. In 1 hour. Okay, as like our worship service. 1 hour. You come in, you go out, oh, the whole Hong Kong is gone. Can you imagine that? Okay. Now, how do people in that time, how do people in that time behave? If you were wise, like the kings of the earth, what do? They stand far away. And verse 15, what do the merchants do? Same. They stand far away. Isn't this a wonderful piece of literature? In verse 18, what do the sea captain, okay, passengers, all who travel by ship, you and I, okay, the cruise people, okay, the sailors, and all who learn their living from the sea, or the staff, what are they going to do? Same. The word repeated is going to stand far away. But don't stand a while away in the future. Stand far away now. Stay down, okay, when you see money. Don't get so excited about money, you forget about God. Why? Why do they stand far away? Another word repeated 3 times. Because of the fear of torment. Do you have fear? Yes. I was with a young man on just a few days ago when we were in a lift, okay, elevator, and the person we know beside us has a beetle attached to a bag. Not roach, a beetle. And I was trying to tell her, you have beetle on your back. But she couldn't hear beetle. As moment say you have something in your back, she like, wah! The whole lift was like, wah, to the decibel point of 10 at least. Wah, 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 wah. Calm down. Wah, 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 wah. Fear. Huh? So the friend of mine take the bag and get rid of beetle. But all she could hear was roach, roach, roach. No, it's beetle, beetle. But to those who fear that, this fear. Okay. One day, all these, the kings and merchants, every sea, people earning cash from the sea, they stand far away. Why? Because they wouldn't want to be. Fear of being tormented. Terrified with her, they will stand far off the torment. In verse 15, the merchants stand far off, terrified at her torment. But brothers and sisters, this is not a historical book. This is about us. How do you treat money now? Do you follow after Babylon? Do you have to follow after Mammon? Do you follow after Satan's who throw all these filthy riches at you? We are afraid in Hong Kong, we don't have a place to live. I'm afraid too. But remember, the greater fear we have is for God. Don't let that fool you, okay? So, and all these things will happen to us one day if we forget and leave God. And so, brothers and sisters, we must continue to fight against the Babylons of the world. Now, we're in Hong Kong, talking about this sermon, it's like, hard to hear because we are the financial centers of the world, right? Singapore, your Shanghai, you know. Oh, when I was in I was in Singapore in March, and a friend of mine in Singapore actually lives half his time. He's a Singaporean, lives half of his time in Hong Kong. And he tells me this, Singapore is better than Hong Kong. He says, look at where I'm taking you. We have at least some manufacturing of semiconductors. But in Hong Kong, everything is imported. they are really the financial center of the world. There's no agriculture, there's no nothing. Okay. In Singapore, at least they try to hang on to some products, okay, local products. So it's the same with us. Don't hang on to money as it's the only thing in your life. You have your family, you have brothers and sisters who love you, and most of all, you have God who saved you, wants you to follow Him and serve Him. So, brothers and sisters, let us give our hearts to God. In the last chapter, the religious people, the corrupt religious people of the world will be punished in judgment. In chapter 18, all the rich people of the world who throw their money at you so that you serve them, they will be punished. But we don't follow them. The third point, okay, we must feel the fall. Okay, let's read. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it in the sea and said, with such violence, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. Nobody has it? Okay, read verse 22. The music of harpists and musicians, flute players and trumpeters will never be heard in you again. No workman of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a millstone will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the world's greatest men. By a magic spell, all the nations were led astray. In her was found the blood of prophets and the blood of saints and of all who have been killed on the earth. The Babylons of the world, the mammons of the world, will stand tall and mighty in this world. But there's a song that says, what goes up must come down. What must rise must fall. And what goes on your life is writing on the wall. That means be warned. If all things must fall, why build a miracle? Or why do you have to have all these things in the world? If all things must pass, even a miracle won't last. What goes up must come down. Who must stand alone? Do you think you'll stand alone? The last person standing, you won't. You will also be pulled down. What goes on in your mind is turning into stone. If all things must fall, why build a miracle at all? If all things must pass, even a pyramid won't last. How can you be so sure? How can you know what the end will endure? How can you be so sure that the wonders you made in your life will be seen by millions who follow your website, okay, the site of your dream? What goes up must come down. What goes round must come around. What's been lost must be found. What does it want to tell you? What goes up must come down. Okay? All your riches one day will disappear. And you stand naked, very, very naked before God and answer for what have you done with your life. Okay? And Babylon, with all the riches of the world, 99% of the world's riches, one day will be torn down by God. Okay, and so, in the last verse, I didn't put in, it says rejoice. Rejoice, those of us who belong to God. Don't weep because you lose your money. One day you say rejoice because God is going to bring salvation to you. God is going to tell you what life is about. Now we don't. We think it's about family. We think it's about riches. We think it's about house in Hong Kong. But God will tell you one day it's just about you and Him. Just like that. The raw, the cold, the suddenness of life. You stand before God and say, that's it. It's all about you and God. So in the end, you're going to learn, but you better learn to rejoice now. What does rejoice mean? Rejoice is not, this rejoice in verse 20, is not like Paul. Rejoice in the Lord is not death. This is called euphreno. Eu is what? Good. Eulogy. Okay, good. Phreno is from the word schizophrenia. Schizo is 精神分裂, your mind. Okay, think in the good mind. Okay, think in the good mind. Don't lose your mind. With all the money behind you, don't go crazy. Okay, don't lose hope in God. Don't lose faith in God. And with all the things going on, our mind must be focused on God. Okay, don't left your brain in the toilet. Okay, continue to stay sober, sane, not insane. With all this money thrown at you, don't go crazy. Okay, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. What will happen to Babylon? Now there are six times this word comes up. O is no. May is never. Heti is again. So this is very unique construction. If you even your teacher, you say this is bad construction, but this is what happens in the last time. What is no, never again? Great city of Babylon, may Eti, never to be found again. The voice of Babylon, may Eti, never be found, never be heard again, not found, heard again. The workmen, all the workers, all the staff, may Eti, found again. All the sound that you hear, scenes, Eti, heard again. They will never be heard again. All the light, all the glares of the world, all the neon lights, may Eti, shine again. And all the voice of the bridegroom, the couples and the bride, may Eti, heard again. Do you like the way it's written? Intense, immeasurable, the way they repeat it, and tell you how insufferable the future will be. Now we see a beetle and we scream of our lives. Can you imagine in the future before God, fire, the burning? How would you answer God? But don't answer God in the future. Answer God now. Stay away from all the corruptions of the world. All the riches of the world must be found by your hardworking, honorable to God way, not shortcuts. Let's pray. Dear Lord, your word tells us, Lord, that all the riches of the world, the Babylons, they have captured our hearts, Lord. And sometimes we choose to follow Babylon, Mammon, and Satan. But one day, all this will be taken from our hands, and we are found naked before you. And even then, all the fire burning that will scar everything we have. Lord, before you now, Lord, we pray. Lord, Babylon has been involved in the blood of God's people, the blood of saints and prophets, the blood of all who are faithful upon the earth, the blood of your servants. They will keep on coming and coming when we do not surrender to them, Lord. But we pray you will continue to give us faithfulness to you, because that is so important. What if we gain the whole world but we lose our souls, Lord? So pray, Lord, that we are ready for your coming, and that at your coming, you will continue to commend us before the world. And help us, Lord, not to cling to the devil and his riches, but to be cleansed by your blood, and to cry out for our sins, but to continue to cry out to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.